Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Greetings. My name is Casey Luskin, and welcome to the ID the Future podcast, being broadcast from the Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about an email that we recently received, which is putting the Wikipedia on notice about their biased anti-intelligent design entries. We recently received an email from a friendly engineer, and he gave us permission to publicly discuss his letter, but only if we emphasized the name that he gave on his email. His email was sent to Wikipedia a few weeks ago, discussing the fact that their entries on intelligent design are very biased and do not accurately present the information about intelligent design. In short, the Wikipedia is not an objective source for information about intelligent design. We'd like to read his email for the podcast. Quote, I am an engineer. I am not a biologist. I became interested in intelligent design and recently decided to investigate it a bit. Naturally, I consulted Wikipedia for information on the subject and was stunned by the one-sided tone of the material I found there. When I was in college, I learned that the best way to defeat an opponent in a debate is to take on their strongest arguments and demonstrate the flaws in them. If evolutionists truly believed in survival of the fittest, they should have employed this tactic rather than those methods I saw in the ID article on Wikipedia. The proponents of ID were not allowed to even present their arguments. Rather, they first attempted to kill the messenger and then only arguments against ID were presented. May I suggest that you would be better served to use a debate format for subjects of controversy? Let each side present their case, sticking to the facts, and afford both sides the opportunity to engage in rebuttal and to rebut the rebuttal. Rulings from a judge, will not impress anyone who don't already agree with them. If evolution is indeed the fittest, it will survive such a test. The fact that other tactics were employed to defeat ID indicates that perhaps the ID folks have the stronger argument, an argument that established scientific circles do not care to face. May the strongest argument survive. Regards, Paul R. Stone, Materials and Process Technology. So this was an email sent by Paul Stone, an engineer, to Wikipedia regarding the fact that many of their entries against intelligent design are very biased. I know of numerous people who have tried to suggest changes to Wikipedia to lessen the current bias of their ID entries. They were rebuffed. The moderators of Wikipedia's ID pages have repeatedly rejected and censored changes that would have provided some semblance of balance or objectivity to the discussion. If you would like to contact Wikipedia and express to them your feelings about the biased nature of their articles on intelligent design, email them at info-en@wikipedia.org. That's info-en@wikipedia.org. This is Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast, being broadcast from Seattle, Washington. Thanks a lot for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.